We are on Samach Zayin Amud Beis. I think it's 11 lines from the top. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yaisi, I remember Shemaviv.
67B.
Thank you. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yaisi, I remember Shemaviv. Habat Macho, Haben Eina Macho. The daughter, if it's alive, feeds her Avadim, and the son does not, which doesn't make any sense. Right to Gemara. A son can't feed because the fetus has a chelik, he's a shareholder. So, for sure, if anything, the fetus has a chance of a greater share when there's daughters, because he might be a boy and yarshin at all.
So the havamina was to talk about the sex of the fetus?
No, that the living child. The living child is a daughter, then the avadim can eat. If the living child is a son, then the avadim can't eat because the uber is a shareholder. And the question is, if the daughter is alive, then the uber is for sure a shareholder. Whether he's a boy or a girl, it is a shareholder. What happened was the estate did not have enough to feed the girls till Bagras. And therefore, we take the estate away from the boys and give it to the girl. That's a takona d'rabbanon. It's not that the girl inherits it. She doesn't inherit it. Biblically, the son inherits it. There would be no son, and there would be no takana. There would be inheritance, and the fetus would be a shareholder. But since it's not inheritance, they took it away from inheritance. So, can the ikaban b'hadibas, one of the ma'abra ben who, if the fetus is a son, so loyadu ma'adikoi, they took it away from him. Yes, he inherited it. He's a shareholder, but Chazal took it away and gave it to the daughter. So, memela, he doesn't affect the ownership of the avodim. It belongs to the daughter. Ibasi, if the fetus is a girl, so again, they're not inheriting. Amayachlo, why would the girl eat b'takanta drabonim? Doesn't belong to the fetus because it's a takanta drabonim which doesn't kick in until she's born. You're saying it's talking about there wasn't enough in the estate to feed the girls to Bagrus, Amasefa. In the next Mali Omar, it says if it's a son, he's going to inherit everything. Now, if the case of the Braisa is, so then it goes to the girl. So why does Rav Shimon Gamliel, the third Tana, say that it goes to the son? Does the Gemara say, you're right. Rav Shimon Gamliel is not directly referring to the case of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi. He's referring to the case of Rabbi Shmuel, who was the Rabbi Yaisi. He's referring to the case of Rabbi Yaisi himself, who said that the Uber passels, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel saying that the Uber doesn't passel because it's a miut that he would make a difference. Practicing Gemara. But we have a problem. Do you view the takana as switching ownership from the sons to the daughters? And therefore you're saying that the avodim can eat because the girl owns the avodim? It's not true. If they sell it off, it's theirs. Meaning it really belongs to them. It's just the girl has a right to eat from it. And therefore it belongs to them. The avodim belong to them. Kids say they eat because of the girl. They don't belong to the girl. Dr. Gemara, you're right. My bas diktani aim. What is bas? Bas means the bas macho means the mother eats. Nothing to do with the girl or the boy. A bas macho means the mother's avadim can eat because of the mother. There's a son there. He feeds his mother. The uber does not affect that. Therefore, the mother's avadim can eat. Good question. Frank the Gemara, okay, I know Rabbi Yaisi. So then he's saying the same as his father. He's saying that that if the mother can eat, but the avadim can't eat of the kids because of chayshish lemiyuta, that maybe the fetus is a male, a viable male. So, Dr. Gemara, you're right. Kula Reb Shmuel Reb Yaisi Tani Lo. There's only two opinions in this braisa, not three. And Reb Shmuel Reb Yaisi did not add anything; just explained his father. Dr. Mishnah Vayter for Uber Hayabam for Erison Vacheresh. These are all cases of Benteishes Shanim Yemecha, which the Gemara will explain means a 9-year-old pasul who lives with a girl, paishtim v'loy machilim, they pasul, and they cannot feed. Savichu ben teshana b'yamecha tzavik she'enesav is the same as a 9-year-old, meaning if you have a mamzer who is either 8 or 9 who lives with a woman, she becomes pasul the kahuna forever. Savich she'en, hevi be'sara, savich she'lai hevi, he makes kedushin, and we don't know if he's a katan or a gadol. So the halacha is also that it's paisel v'loy machol. with the Yisrael, he might be a gadol. So the bat kayin might be married to a Yisrael. If he's a kayin, he might be a katan. If he's a katan, he can't be machu. So the suffix, if he's a 13 or not, paisel b'loy machu.
No. Is that lo'ilam? When he becomes a gadol, can he be garisher?
When he becomes a gadol, he lives with her, and that's a new kedushin.
Okay, and then could she go back to her father's house? Is what I mean.
If she doesn't have kids, why not? Then nothing happened to her pasul. She wasn't pasul by
for that time being.
Pasul means for that time being. If she was a bas kayin, she has to stop for that time being.
If she doesn't have living with him, she has to stop eating.
Correct. I mean, they have to terminate the marriage one way or another, right? Right. Person's married to his brother's wife, and the house collapsed on both of them. Then you do Aids and the question is the Tzara a Tzara's Erev at the time of the man's death? We don't know. We don't know whether the sister died first, the Bas Ochiv died first, or the man died first. So that's the Chalatzah's Lemish. Evidence has nothing to do with Truma. Yes, in Yivam, yeah, earlier in the Masechta. It just brought in Rashi says, talking about suffix, so we bring this in. Uber. What is the case of Uber? Ibas Kayin Yisrael, who. If it's a bat kayin married to Yisrael, he dies and leaves her pregnant. Pasul lo kinurel. The Torah says she goes back to her father's house if she's like her youth. Prat lo beres. Ibat Yisrael kayini. If it's a bat Yisrael married to a kayin and she was eating because of her husband and he died, she would eat because of the child, but the child's not born yet. He's not born yet, so he cannot feed his mother in truma. Why didn't they bring the pasuk here? Harrison, Ibas Kayin Yisrael who pasula the kanya bade havavaye the kanya with kedushin Ibas Yisrael the kaini loy machula mishum the ula because she might feed her brother or sister. Rashi could have the Gemara could have said because of simple he might find movement. Acharish Ibas Kayin Yisrael who pasula the kanya with kanta drabanan a Yisrael a Acharish can marry rabbinically, so therefore it's a married to a Yisrael rabbinically, she can't eat truma. Vibas Yisrael l'kayni, loy machu, kinyan kasva merachman of Ayla bar kinyan, who is biblically not married, so he has no right to feed his wife truma. Ben teish yishon, ksav kadaitach v'shemeres yamlu ben teish yishon v'yamecha. The havamina is, we're talking about a woman waiting for Yibum to a 9-year-old. Question is, Lamai, what does this 9-year-old make a difference? Ila mitzu, is it that she's waiting for Yavam and therefore she doesn't go back to her father's house? Kat nami mitzu pasul, even a one-day-old pasul. Ilachule, is it that you can't eat? But Lami Lamacho, a 13-year-old, also can't feed a Yavim. So what does the 9-year-old make a difference? The Shemaris Yavim to a 13-year-old, they didn't do Yibum yet. Can you mute yourself over there?
Why didn't they do Yibum?
They didn't do it yet. She's a Shemaris Yavim.
Even a
50-year-old. Makes no difference. They didn't do it yet. Yeah. I'm Rabbi Yachim Yavim, and Tesha Shonabi Amech Rabbi Yavim Toskina. What happened is, it was a 9-year-old that did Yibum. He did Yibum. A 9-year-old did Yibum. Now, according to the Midaraisa Kanyele, Rashi learns that Midaraisa was an effective Yibum. She's married to him. She's his wife. So she's married. She's married to a Kayan. A 9-year-old Kayan do Yibum. He is now married to her biblically. This is Rashi's opinion. Gamash Malan, the Chazal stepped in and said, we don't view this as a Yibum. It is a Yibum biblically, but we're not happy with this yet. We don't want this. So also, they treated it like a mimer, meaning they said that rabbinically, we don't want to view this as a marriage, so therefore, she can't eat truma. That's Rashi Shita.
Until he becomes a
gadol, then he lives with her, and then they can eat truma happily ever after.
So anything that a Ben Tesha would do, all that would not be good to be Rabbanon?
Correct. That's how Rashi learns.
So in any situation, any be
well, without Yibum, it would never work with the rice at all. A cotton can't marry. The only reason Rashi learns Yibum works by a 9-year-old is he's not doing his own kinyan. He's just assuming his brother's kinyan. Tysus argues on Rashi's shot, but this is Rashi's shot. Tysus says that biblically it doesn't work. The Havamina, since there's Zika here, and he did a Biyah, we should give him the right to eat Truma, and Kamash Mullah, no, it's not biblical, and therefore she doesn't eat Truma. That's the Gemara Vayta. Amalei Rabbi, Aki Sevet, Iktani, Safik, Ben Tesh, Shonu, Ben Mechot, Safik, Sheinai. We don't know if he's nine. Hashtavani, Ben Tesh, Le Machot, Safik, Mi Boy. If a nine-year-old can't feed, sure not Safik. What's the case of Safik? What's the Kiddush? Elama Rabbi, you're right. It has nothing to do with Yibum. It's a Ben Tesh, Shonu, Ben Mechot, Anak, Psulim, Ktani. Talking about a man that she's not allowed to marry, and she had a relationship with. If it's a nine-year-old, it's a relationship and it bans her from Truma the rest of her life. And if he's not a nine-year-old, it's not a relationship. The possibly be a son. So the Chiddush is even a Safik Ben Teisha passes her with the Biyah. The Tanya. All those things. The Tanya. Ben Teisha Shalom Yamechad Ger Amayni Biyabi Mitzvah Adai Bikusi Nasan Chalum Mamzer. Shabo Akehenes Levi of Israelis Paslu forever. Period. Fret the Gemara of the Tani Sefer made the Roim Blavim Yisrael Eilu Paislim. That's the next Mishnah that says that they can't marry, they pass her. Because the Rachel Abbasulam Askina, that means till now we weren't talking about living with a man she can't marry. So the Gemara, Rachel Abbasulam Kol, Sefer Abbasulam Kol. The Rachel was talking about people that can't marry any Jewish girl. Mamzer Nasan Chol Lekusi. And the Sefer is talking about a Amar Lekain Gadol and Grusha Lechalutu Lekain Hedjet. That's a Psul Kahuna. That also passes her forever in Truma because she becomes a Chalala.
Am I granted money for a nine-year-old?
Sorry? No. No. That's the Gemara right. Gufa.
That mission is about Truma.
That puzzle after her in Truma.
A puzzle.
If a lady has a relationship with a nine-year-old nothing, or a nine-year-old mamzer, she becomes banned from Truma the rest of her life.
What's the difference between being banned from Truma and banned from Kuhuna?
None.
So what's the answer of this?
No! The Mishnah said the same thing in the next Mishnah.
Got it.
Answer is, the next Mishnah is talking about having a relationship with someone who's allowed to marry a Jewish girl. Just, he's a pasul to a kayan, she's a pasul to him. She's a divorcee who lived with a kayan.
So what's the question again?
Again, the question was, why did the Mishnah repeat itself twice? It said it in this Mishnah, it said it in the next Mishnah. If we're learning Ben Tesh Yishana means Psulim, that means the Mishnah repeated itself twice. The answer is, our Mishnah is talking about people that can't marry any Jewish girl. A mamzer, a nothing, can't marry any regular girl. They ban her from Truma. How about if a woman can marry, if the man is a man that can marry a regular Jewish girl? He's not allowed to marry this girl because he's a Kayan.
You know, along with that second Mishnah, we are learning other psui kuna, like Grusha, Almana, that kind of stuff. So listed off of those, it repeated, in other words?
The question is it a repetition? And the answer is it's not a repetition. Because this Mishnah is talking about a certain group of psulim, and that Mishnah is talking about another group of psulim.
But at the end of the day, it's for Truma. It's not for...
Exactly. Psui kuna doesn't mean to ask her for kuna. Psui kuna means women that are puzzled to marry a kayan. That's what it means. So it's not a repeat. This Mishnah is talking about a mom that had a relationship with a girl. And that Mishnah is talking about a Kayan who had a relationship with a Grusha. So she becomes asked to eat Truma for the rest of her life. Had he not been a Kayan, nothing would have happened to her. If a Grusha has a relationship with a regular Yisrael, she's fine. She can eat Truma. Pasul
for
La'ilam. Pasul for La'ilam because he had an illegal relationship. Let's say it this way. A relationship with a man that is illegal to marry. Dr. Gemara Bait. Gufa. Ben Teshan of Yemechad, Ger Amayni Miyavi Mitzvah Adai Mikusi Nasan Chalum Mamzu Shabo HaKehanis Levi of Yisraelis. They lived with a Jewish girl, Paslu. They passed over Truma forever. Rabbi Yitzchak Mikolch is already Pasul Paisul. Only if the kids will be pasul to kahuna does the woman become pasul to truma. Kosha ain't zare pasul, ain't a pasul. The Gemara is going to explain, he's talking about a mitzri sheni. Shimon Gamliel Eimer, Kosha tonight's a bita tonight's amunasai. If you can marry his daughter, you can marry his amana. doesn't passel his wife if his daughter is kosher. That's talking about an amayni. Now tonight to be done tonight someone else tonight, and we'll get to the source later on. But not immediately. How do I know that if a woman has a relationship with a man she's not allowed to marry, she becomes permanently banned to truma? How do I know that? Amar Rav Yehuda Marav. Amar Kral Bas Kain Kishir LeIzar. That means Kibush and Nivul LePasulah. Zar means someone she's not allowed to marry. That's how we're translating it. She has a relationship with a man who she's not allowed to marry. Pasluhu de Pasor forever. Frek the Gemara. That's not Parshim Shat. No, we need it for a regular bas, regular Israelis. Sorry, regular bas kain who marries the Yisrael. Bas kain, kisir lizar. Bas kain marries the Yisrael. She can't marry while she's married. Why? Pashim shot in the pasuk. That the gemara him b'shava beis aviyah can arrive melechem aviyah teichol. That we inferred from the fact that it says when he died she can go back. But the kamerachmana b'shava beis aviyah teichol, she can go back and eat. Miklal de mikar loyachla means till now she didn't eat. So we know that from an inference. So we don't need bas kain kisir lizar. So therefore must be going when she had a relationship with a guy she's not allowed to marry. Frek the gemara may he have a mina lava b'miklal se'asei. That wouldn't have given her malchus. That would have been a positive inference and a positive. Kaz rachmana hay lalav. I need it for a lav. So the gemara lav michol zar loyachla kaidish nafka. Pasuk says a zar can't eat. And she's included in that. Frek the gemara, it's not true. Homi boyle the gufa. I need that for Yisrael. Yisrael gets malchus for eating truma. How do I know about kain that marries Yisrael? Zog the gemara trei b'chol zar k'sibi. Says twice b'chol zar. One is to tell me a Yisrael can't eat truma, and one is to tell me that a bas kain who marries the Yisrael can't eat truma. So that leaves it, what? No, the second time it says b'chol zar l'yechobad. Two times. The pasuk says kol zar le'yachobai. It repeats the pasuk twice. One is for a zar, and one is for a bas kain who marries a zar. So it leaves a third pasuk wide open. Bas kain kisir lizar. It's a third pasuk that we don't need. Lavi is going about a woman who had a relationship with a man she's not allowed to marry. Zakti gemara, it's not true. Vakati mi boi lizar b'chanin reishu b'chanina. That pasuk is needed for something else. Damar reishu b'chanina v'chol zar. Right? B'chol zar is to tell me, it's not to tell me a bas kain who married a zar, it's l'mazar samar to look v'lo yaninus. That second b'chol zar is necessary to tell me that an einan could eat truma. So it's not an extra pasuk for a bas kain who marries a zar, so I need a bas kain kisir lizar for a bas kain who marries a Yisrael. And for the gemara, the b'chol zar is a b'chol zar nafka. That's from the b'chol. So now, at this point, we have four drushes. The first one is to tell me Yisrael can't eat truma. Second one, is to tell me two things. Number one, that a zar can't eat truma, but an einan can. And number two, a bas kain who marries a zar also can't eat truma. One's from the zar lo yaychubai, and one's from the word v'chol. Then the fourth drasha is a bas kain kisir le'izar, to tell me that if a girl had a relationship with a man she's not allowed to marry, she can't eat truma. I need the pasuk of bas kain kisir lizar for something else. The kain kishu chayzeres, when her husband dies and leaves her childless, she goes back home, chayzeres lo truma vein, chayzeres lo chaz v'shaik, but she can never eat chaz v'shaik again in her life, because she was married to a Yisrael, even though she's no longer married. How do I know that from? The simple bas kain kisir lizar, he betrumas ha-kachim le'zaychal. She can no longer eat something separated from kachim, chaz v'shaik. And for the gemara, can't listen to krohib and kachim loisoichom. My betrumas hakachim, shamet minatarti. So we have five drushes. Yisrael can't eat trumas, drusha number one. From the first pasuk, chozar loyoichobai. A bas kain who marries Yisrael can't eat truma. From the second, chozar loyoichobai. The chol is to tell me that a zar can't eat truma, but an einan can. Bas kain kisir lizar is telling me two things. Number one is a regular bas kain who marries the Yisrael, and her husband dies, can no longer eat chaz v'shaik, and that is learned out from the word b'muram, and b'truma sakachim. And the next one is to tell me that a bas kain who had a relationship with a man she's not allowed to marry can never eat truma. So there's five drushes from three psukim. Talk to Gemara Vayter. Ask you, that tells me a bas kain, the Viv Israelis mean Olam. How do I know Viv Israelis that had an illicit relationship that can no longer ever marry a Kayan? First of all, can't eat Truma if they marry a Kayan. Dr. Gemara, Kedam Rababa Marab Bas Ubas, extra Vav, how can that be Bas Ubas? Dr. Gemara, Kaman Kerbekiva the Darish Vavim. That only that works according to Kerbekiva the Darish Vavim. And for the Gemara, Vilutem Rabbanon, Kula Ubas, Kwa Yisairahu. The whole pasuk is extra, because it said, V'chisiya Lezar. What's Ubas? Ubas is to tell me, even a Yavi and Yisraelis. Ashkechun L'truma, L'kuna Minalam. How do I know that the Bas Kayan who had this illicit relationship can't marry a Kayan? Or a Levi of Yisraelis that had this illicit relationship can't marry a Kayan? Dr. Gemara, well, obviously, what else are you banning a Levi of Yisraelis from? Right? She can't eat Truma unless she marries a Kayan. Levi of Yisraelis. Would they ever be able to eat Truma without a marriage? So by saying they can't eat Truma, aren't we saying they're not allowed to marry a Kayan? It's not true. A Levi of Israelis might be eating, she had been married to a Kayan. She had a son. She's eating because of her son. And now she had an illicit relationship. She has to stop eating Truma. Who says she can't marry a Kayan? Dr. Gemara, that has intrinsic kedusha, achla, right? So obviously, if I have a pasuk for Leviv Israelis, it's to tell me that you can't marry a kayan. Dr. Gemara, you understand? It's just the opposite. Kehanas the kaddish gufa that she has her own kedusha. Pasula, an illicit relationship, Pasula. Hadley Kaddish Kupalai Pasula. I would say Levi Israelis don't get affected because they're not eating because of their own Kedusha. So I do need a plastic for Levi Israelis. So Lakuna, how do I know Lakuna? Lakuna Kabachem and Grusha. Ma Grusha Shumataris Matruma Sura Lakuna, Madaka Grusha that can eat Truma. It's also to Kahuna, Zusha Sura Matruma in addition to Lakuna. So for sure she's possible Lakuna. Can you use a kavachomer to create a love? Gilamos about me. That's not really a kavachomer. Just revealing that intrinsically in the issur of marrying a kayan, intrinsically in being mutter to a kayan, right? It means eating truma. It can't be that you can marry a kayan and not eat truma. That's what it says. Frankly, Gemara v'ayim and nivul l'pasul chayvekrisus. Maybe it only means chayvekrisus, not chayvelavim. The Gemara Kisiyah Rachvana Hanach the Isbu Havaya Chayv Krisus Labene Havaya. Just Kisiyah, which would mean that the marriage is valid. Frank the Gemara. Now, according to Rashi, that means the pasuk is only talking about Chayv Labim. So I don't know Chayv Krisus. So Frank the Gemara Yachayv to come to heaven by Lipsalu because they have no kedusha. And the truth is, Rashi learns the Gemara could have said Chayv Krisus also. How do I know they pasul? It's not Kisiyah. And for the Gemara out of pasuk with Reb Shmuel, another pasuk. How do I know if a Geyer and Evan live with a Jewish girl or a Kehenes, Levia, that they make a pasul permanently for Truma? She goes back. Now the word Amana is extra. To tell me only a person that in his relationship would create widowhood or divorceehood, which means the marriage was a valid marriage. How do I know Levi of Israelis? It's talking about Bas Kayan. The answer is, because I'm Rav Abba, I'm a Rav Basu Bas. How can I mean Basu Bas from the extra Vav? Fenton Gemara, come on, Rav Kiva, the Darish Vavi. That's like Rav Kiva, the Darish and Vav. Fenton Gemara, Philip, Tim Rabban, and Kula Bas Koy Yisari. He could have said, Vichy, see, I'm on the Grusha. Didn't have to say the word of Bas. Vayim, Amish, Yash, Rabban, and Zagarish, and Baki, Leslie, Zarek, Achla. Now the Gemara asked the following question. Maybe the pasuk is telling me that a legitimate marriage that leaves her as a widow or divorcehood depends if she has children or not. She has children, she can't eat. She doesn't have children, she could eat because they're her husband's children. If a guy or an evet has children with her, maybe her children are not considered her husband's children, and therefore she's totally severed from her husband, and she can go back and eat truma, even if she has children from the guy in the Eved. Dr. Gemara came to Rebuya, a Levi of Israelis family. Why would I include a Levi of Israelis? No impact by having children from a Levi of Israelis. She's not a Baskaya. Must be, it's talking about that it bans her from truma. Dr. Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, I mean, Kedushin types of Mechayv Elav. Rabbi Akiva said, Kedushin doesn't work Mechayv Elav. My Kisir Lizar, Kisibol. He learned Kisir Lizar means she lived with a Chayv Elav. So that includes all Isurim that know Kedushin. Chayv Elav, Chayv Akritzis, Chayv Chav, Evan. So Kisir Amana Grushal Amali. Dr. Gemara, Amana Lahachmar Lael Grushal Akalala. One is to tell me she can't eat truma if she doesn't have children. She has children. And one is to tell me she's allowed to eat truma even if she doesn't have children. Meaning, I would think an amana can go back even if she has children. Kamash Mulan, not. I would think a grusha can't go back even if she didn't have children. Kamash Mulan, yes. Let's read it inside. Tzichet, yes, mean amana. I would say amana tchilas lazera alkalav b'shem lechazi lekuna. An amana can go back. I have a grusha lechazi lekuna. She can't marry a kain anymore. Amy, I would say, Abba Gabdalas Lazara Layachla. She can't go back anytime. Right. Right. Mean a Grusha, I would say, Grusha Lazara Layachla, Shim Lechazi Lakuna. It's a double. She has children and she can't marry a kind. Abba Mother Lechazi Lakuna. Amy, Abba Gabdalas Lazara Namiteko. Maybe she goes back even if she has children. Tzvicha, that's why I need both of them. Correct the Gemara of Amy, Nibbin, the Apostle of Mount Grusha. If you're talking about Lavin, so if a guy takes back his grusha, it's a pasahor for truma forever. And the Gemara earlier said that a mamzer grusha said the grusha could eat truma, she can go back if she has no children, even though she violated the law of mamzer grusha. And for the Gemara, lizara merachmanu mishazar etzlam miyikara. It has to be somebody who she was never allowed to marry. This person, she had a very illegal marriage. Therefore, it doesn't pass her from truma. Lafukahai, lizara etzlam miyikara. In fact, the Gemara yachi cholo, the lavzara etzlam miyikara leilipso. You're allowed to marry a chol. It's a legal marriage. So why does a chol live with a woman? Pass on the truma. It's 100% legal marriage. So the Gemara, Amikrali chol b'zare be'amav. That's a different pasuk. Ma'akiv zare loy. Ma'hu paisel b'zare nami paisel. It's a special halacha that a psul kahuna passes even if it's a legitimate marriage. In fact, the Gemara be'ame mishas havaya. Maybe it's from the time of kedushin, even if they never consummated the relationship. So the Gemara, dum yid kai gadol ba'amana. We compare it to Kain Gadol Ba'amana. My Kain Gadol Ba'amana Bebiya, I'm Pai Nami Bebiya. Kain Gadol Pasul the Amana when he lives with her. That's when a czar would pasul a illegitimate relationship, an illegal relationship with a person she can't marry, would pasul. In fact, maybe you need both. Maybe you need Kedushin and Biya. So the Gemara, do me the Kain Gadol Ba'amana. My Kain Gadol Ba'amana Bebiya Luchuda. If high nami be a luchuda, be a by itself can do it. Rabbi Yaisi Amar, what's Rabbi Yaisi Shita? Kol shezari pasul, paisul. Kol sheein zari pasul, ein paisul. My yikim ben retana kamilu Rabbi Yaisi, what is the difference? Amar Rabbi Yechanan, mitzvi sheini vaday mi sheini yikim ben ayu. The difference is a second generation mitzvi and adaymi whose kids are kosher. But does his wife kosher or not? She had an illegal relationship. She was a basi shro who married a mitzvi sheini. But her kid would be kosher. So, namely, Lundu, I'm a kind God with my mother. Tana Kama said, my kind God with my mother, she'd be asked about Vera. It was illegal. Paisel. I find Nami Paisel. This is illegal. Rabbi Yaisi said, I'm a kind God with my kind God. Shizari Paisel or Paisel. It affects his children. I'm called Shizari Paisel Paisel. Only when it affects children does it affect the wife. But if it doesn't affect children, it doesn't affect the wife. I forgive it to Shane. He's a Zari Paisel. Because the bottom of she votes on Dirt Sleeshi. It doesn't affect children. Shimon Gamliel takes it a step further. He says, "Kol shatanayse b'tayim, atanayse amanasei." My yikim ben Rabbi Yisro of Shimon Gamliel, Amru l'ger amayni miyav yikim benayu, that the children will be pasul forever, the boys, but the girls will be kasher. Shneim lelum duam mekayin gadol b'amana. Rabbi Yisro sever mekayin gadol b'amana shazari pasul l'paisul. I'm called Shazari Apostle, Paisel, and some of the children are Apostle here. Therefore, Apostle is his wife. Shem Gamliel Sever, my kind God, my mother should call Zari Apostle, Paisel. It has to be all his children Apostle, boys and girls. I'm called Shazari Apostle, Paisel. I forgot my name, Yavis, ain't called Zari Apostle. All his children are not Apostles. I'm reminded my name is Lehaminus, my Yavis is Lehaminus, and therefore does not become Apostle, and the wife does not become Apostle as well. Tomorrow morning, Yemer Hashem, 6 o'clock.